Carolina and was talking about the impeachment inquiry. She's a Republican, and even she is a little skeptical of an impeachment inquiry. This is cut to Nancy Mace from South Carolina.
The House gets back to business this week, trying to, in part, rectify some of the damage that President Biden has done to the U.S. economy. Let's start with the Biden impeachment inquiry. The House Speaker told Maria Bartiromo himself that he does expect to bring any House impeachment inquiry to a full vote on the floor. When do you expect that would happen? Will it happen in the month of September?
Well, we'll know a little bit more information this week. We go into session on Tuesday. Bribery is one of the bases for an impeachment inquiry or articles of impeachment in Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. But the problem, Dagan, as you know, is we will never get 60 votes in a Democrat-controlled Senate, no matter how much evidence we present. And so, from my perspective, the House Oversight, Judiciary, Ways and Means need to continue our investigations. We need to show the American people all of the evidence that we uncover. We need to do it in swift order. We need more subpoenas. I want the bookkeeper. I want Shokin. I want Hunter.
She wants everybody. Nancy Mace, Congresswoman from South Carolina. This, of course, 9/11 Memorial Day. This is the day we commemorate 22 years since 9/11. And the question we're asking everybody, including my next guest, Wayne Allyn Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, every afternoon, 3 to 6, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Even Wayne Allyn Root, do you remember where you were on 9/11/2001?
Hey, Kevin, first of all, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. What's up?
Well, I remember 9/11 like it was yesterday. What, you know, it's a moment in time that's kind of frozen for everybody, right? I was in those days, long before politics. That was 2001. I didn't get my any nonstop political life until 2007, 2008. I was the famous sports handicapper from Las Vegas that was known all over the country as America's odds maker. And I had a Saturday morning TV show. And when 9/11 happened, I was actually about to get in my car and drive to the airport from my home in Malibu, California, and fly to Las Vegas to shoot my TV show in a couple of days. And to check in on my business in my office. I had 150 employees at a bustling office in Las Vegas, and I would fly in once a week and spend a couple of days doing business, and then film my TV show on a Wednesday, and then it aired on a Saturday morning. So that was my business in those days. And I was about to get on the plane, and my business partner called me and said, "Don't get on the plane. Airports are all shut down all over the United States. Something big is happening." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "I don't know." So I went to my computer, and it showed that a small plane had gone into the World Trade Center, and then within a half hour or so, you know, word got out that it was not a small plane, that a giant plane had gone into it, and then suddenly we saw a second plane go into it, and the rest is history. I just watched with horror as the first tower and then the second tower came down. I remember looking at my wife and saying, "Oh my God, there's cops and firemen in those buildings. This can't be happening. There's cops and firemen in those buildings." And we just couldn't believe it. We were all in disbelief. So, you know, it was just a moment in time that, you know, like Pearl Harbor, that will live in infamy. And I think, you know, my argument is people have forgotten. They've completely forgotten. If you ever elect a Democrat, you've forgotten. If you leave the border open, you've forgotten. What's to stop the next 9/11 when the border's wide open and millions, not hundreds, not thousands, not tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands, millions have gotten in the 2.5 years of Biden, or almost 3 years of Biden, and millions more are coming in now through the first of the year, and then it'll become tens of millions. It's just, it's incredible what's coming in, how many of them must be murderers, how many of them must be MS-13, and how many of them could be, you know, just really serious terrorists who intend to do harm to the United States, Chinese military soldiers who could be here to commit terrorism, all getting in to the United States. So it's absolutely been forgotten. And we've let our guard down, not only, Kevin, for 9/11, but for Pearl Harbor, because I'm about to write a column. The next Pearl Harbor is right around the corner. I believe China is thinking about a sneak attack as we speak right now.
Wow. Wow. Wayne, we are running short on time, my friend. It's always good to talk to you. Thank you so much on this 22nd anniversary of 9/11 to get your perspective. Thank you so much, my friend. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, where do they go?
The usual, root4america.com. I'm Wayne Root, R-O-O-T. So it's Root, R-O-O-T, like tree root, root4america.com. And at the very top, it says watch Wayne's TV show, listen to Wayne's radio shows, and listen to Wayne's podcast. Click on any one of them, and you're automatically at my TV or radio or podcast. And it's that easy. RootForAmerica.com. God bless you all, and always remember 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. Let's be vigilant.
There you go. Wayne Allen Root, also the author of the Great Patriot Boycott book. And it's into what, a second or third printing. This guy's amazing. Wayne Allen Root joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Raiders are 1-0 on the season after an upset loss on the Broncos in Denver yesterday. Final score 17-16. The Silver and Black are still out on the road for Week 2. They'll be in Buffalo Sunday. The Bills opened as 10-point favorites. UNLV football suffered their first loss of the season over the weekend. On the upside, they're 2-0 against the spread, having covered the 37.5 points they were getting against the Michigan Wolverines. Final score was 35-7. They'll host Vanderbilt on Saturday at Allegiant Stadium. The Commodores opened as 4-point favorites. The Las Vegas Aces wrapped up the WNBA season with the league's best record again. The defending champions open the playoffs on Wednesday night against the Chicago Sky at T-Mobile Arena.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Tynes. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Finlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
So clearing up a minor accident at the Spaghetti Bowl on the ramp from 95 southbound to get onto 15 northbound. Other than that, moving along safely on our freeways. Still have that earlier accident from overnight, really, on Warm Springs at Eastern. And last we heard, Warm Springs was still closed down there at Eastern. Couple of problems on Harmon, also an injury accident, Harmon and Koval, and also down the street at Harmon and Paradise. We'll have some clouds today, otherwise going to stay out of triple digits. Today's highs expected to stop right around 97 degrees, 75 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Today, 9/11 occurred and changed America forever. I want to take you live to New York City to Ground Zero as they rattle off the names of the dead. This is emotional stuff for a lot of these people, in particular in New York, but all of us. Let's take you there live now.
Celia E. Richard. Vernon Allen Richard. Irina Kopakova. And a special shout out in honor of my cousin Steve Belson, who was a lifeguard in Rockaway Beach, New York, before becoming a firefighter. So all you lifeguards out there, keep on training, keep on preparing, keep on saving lives. And I want to say one thing. 22 years ago, this site and the lives of so many people were destroyed by one thing, and that's hatred. And America since then has shown the world that the terrorists and the hate must be defeated.
There you have it. More from the Ground Zero. I'm sure Clay and Buck will have a bunch of that for you coming up at 9:05. As you're well aware, gas prices hit near all-time highs. And we had David Holt on, a guy that knows a lot about energy and about gas prices. He is the president of Consumer Energy Alliance. And I asked him, did that increase, that spike in prices, come as a surprise, or was that something you were expecting?
No, it really didn't surprise us. The gasoline prices have been going up around the country for a while. We're not producing enough here in the United States. The OPEC nations, Saudi Arabia, have really been ratcheting down supply to help increase global oil prices, which obviously increases gasoline and diesel prices. And the entire regulatory environment in the United States is, in the last several years, has not been real helpful to alleviate these high prices. So, you know, supply, demand, folks are starting to come out of, obviously, COVID. The economy is looking a little bit better, maybe. But, you know, high gasoline prices, high diesel prices is one of the fastest ways to get the economy going back in the wrong direction again. And it certainly adds a lot of pressure to inflation. So it's not a great situation. Prices have come down just a little bit in the last week or so. But particularly there in Nevada and all the western states, those states are paying some of the highest prices in the country. So folks are getting hit in the pocketbook even harder there.
Again, David Holt joining us. He is the president of Consumer Energy Alliance. What is Consumer Energy Alliance? What is it?
Yeah. So it's a group of organizations, businesses, families, all across the country who are interested in energy policy, ways to keep our electricity prices low, keep our gasoline prices low, how are we meeting our energy needs, kind of that all of the above solution to meeting your energy needs, oil, natural gas, refining, wind, solar, energy conservation, nuclear, all those things need to be part of the energy mix. And we've got about 380 member companies all across the economic spectrum. Manufacturers, small businesses, farmers, organized labor, on and on. And then about 500 plus thousand families all around the country that are members of our organization that want to get involved in state, local, and national energy policy issues.
I just got back yesterday from St. Louis. I flew there on Friday, filled up a rental car at $3.25 a gallon. and it was great. I loved it. I was surprised by it. I came back here yesterday afternoon, and I filled up, and I spent $4.60 a gallon. Why the difference?
You know, it's really refining bottlenecks. There are fewer refineries in the western states. Demand is high in the western states, but there's less supply of gasoline and diesel. Pipeline bottlenecks getting gasoline and diesel from refineries elsewhere in the country to western states is increasingly problematic. The regulatory environment in a lot of the states, particularly California, Oregon, Washington, others, is a giant sucking sound from other western states as prices there are just astronomical. But folks still have to drive. People have to meet demand, get to work, go visit mother-in-law, things like that. So it's a problem all over the country. But we're seeing especially high prices in the western states.
Is there any reason why it's happening there? Now, I understand overall hurricanes, knocking out platforms in the Gulf. I understand that generically. But why one region of the country versus another region of the country?
You know, it's a great question. And increasingly, we are more and more regional. Some of these things are federal requirements coming from Washington. Some of them are state requirements, state taxes. Gasoline taxes vary from state to state, and that can have a big impact on the price that you pay at the pump. So there are a lot of different little regional issues that increasingly are becoming more and more problematic because gasoline is less and less fungible, meaning gasoline that's produced in Texas is not necessarily the same kind of gasoline that you can sell in Nevada, or certainly in California. So refineries have to optimize for the region that they're in. And so those refineries in the West largely have to optimize for the state of California. So that increases prices for all Western states. And because of fewer pipelines being built, because of different regional regulations, like I mentioned, gasoline is less fungible. You can't move it from an Eastern state to a western state as easily as you could have several years ago. So therefore, western states are largely paying a lot more for gasoline now than they were just a few short years ago.
There you have it. David Holt joining us earlier today. David Holt, the president of the Consumer Energy Alliance. Clay and Buck are going to have a lot to say, I'm sure, about the 22nd anniversary of 9/11. They are still commemorating in Shanksville at the Pentagon and at Ground Zero. My guess is they will be checking in. We'll do it all again tomorrow, 6:05. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Don't you love her?
A healthcare fact that will likely shock you. The average primary care doctor in the U.S. cares for thousands of patients. No wonder it takes weeks or even months to get an appointment. Most primary care doctors simply have more patients than they can possibly spend quality time with, leaving patients feeling frustrated and confused about their health concerns. It doesn't have to be this way. A better primary care experience is waiting for you with fewer patients, appointments that last as long as needed, and true one-on-one focus from your dedicated doctor. Best of all, it's available right now in Las Vegas with MDVIP. Just go to mdvip.com/join to get started today. MDVIP patients also have better control of chronic conditions such as diabetes, cholesterol, and high blood pressure. Go to mdvip.com/join and experience the MDVIP difference for yourself with same or next day appointments and 24/7 doctor availability. Go to mdvip.com/join. That's mdvip.com/join.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
ProPrice Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call ProPrice.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, September 11th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. 22 years. No more Second Amendment in New Mexico. Virginia governor pardons a man. Convicted murderer still on the loose. And California has a bit of sanity. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, New York officials have identified the remains of two victims from the September 11th attacks, which were 22 years ago today. They were identified through newly adopted DNA testing. Still, 40% of the victims of September 11th, 1,100 people, remain unidentified. The governor of New Mexico, Michelle Grisham, a Democrat, suspended the right to carry firearms in public in and around Albuquerque. She said the recent shooting deaths of three children at a minor league ballpark last week was the last straw for her. So she issued a 30-day ban on open and concealed carry. And she also declared gun violence a statewide public health emergency. To be clear, you can't do that. You can't ban people from open and concealed carry just because you want to. So this will go to court. The governor says this will be enforced by state police and violators will face a $5,000 fine. Two Republican state lawmakers in New Mexico are calling for her to be impeached over this. The governor of Virginia, a Republican, Glenn Youngkin, pardoned a father who was arrested at a school board meeting in 2021. Maybe you remember that video of Scott Smith. He was charged with obstruction of justice and disorderly conduct for what happened at that school board meeting shortly after his 15-year-old daughter was sexually assaulted in a bathroom, a school bathroom, by a boy wearing a skirt. And Smith got fired up because the superintendent at that meeting denied any knowledge of any sexual assaults happening in school bathrooms. But he knew about Smith's daughter. The convicted murderer in Pennsylvania that escaped from prison, he's still on the loose. It's been 11 days. He's now been spotted more than 20 miles away from where the police had their initial search. He somehow slipped through the police perimeter, stole a van, and headed north. He's since ditched that white van. It ran out of gas. and he's changed his appearance. He's been knocking on people's doors and talking to the cameras to try to get inside. He was convicted in the killing of his former girlfriend. He stabbed 38 times in front of her two children. Always good to present a bit of sanity in California. There's not much of it. New poll in the LA Times asked Californians if they support cash reparations for Black Californians. That was shot down. 59% oppose, only 28% support. The latest proposal from the state is $1.2 million for Black Californians. San Francisco is seeking $5 million in reparations. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
The chairman of the Fed is promising more pain ahead. Last year, stocks dropped 20%, and this year could be worse. You are right to be worried. So please call the only precious metal dealer I trust, American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. So please call today, and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your IRA or 401k. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you, and they will give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. Please call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text G-O-L-D GOLD to 65532. Again, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, Chuck, can you break down this whole debt treadmill issue for us?
It means you keep paying interest, roll over your loan, or borrow money from one company to pay back another loan. Your principal never goes down, and it's not good.
Okay, so look out for that. How does it work at Dollar Loan Center?
We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at your principal.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The O'Reilly Update, message of the day. On this Monday, you may be aware that President Biden's open border policy, which has led to about 8 million foreign nationals crossing into the United States since Biden's been in office, has created havoc throughout the country. And nowhere is that best illustrated than in New York City, where hundreds of thousands of migrants have shown up and they need food, shelter, hospitalization for some, and education for their children. Well, the city can't afford it. New Yorkers are the highest taxed Americans in the entire country now. The liberal mayor, Eric Adams, is demanding Joe Biden give him federal money, but Biden says no. And then there is the moral question. So I was reading an op-ed in Newsday, the newspaper of Long Island, and a Catholic priest is writing that we have to be humane toward the migrants. Okay, that's what Jesus would be, humane toward poor people who need help. But the priest does not acknowledge that the taxpayers need help as well. Most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and in order to pay for millions of foreign nationals, we're going to have to raise taxes on those people. Hey, Father, is that humane? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Marianne McCain, Saluda, Virginia. I'm grateful for your daily messages. Thank you, Marianne. I hope everybody goes to BillO'Reilly.com first thing in the morning and reads a message. Okay? You are real and truthful. I appreciate reading the message every day. I look forward to them. The world is becoming a very scary place. I'm 74. I was a public school teacher. This country used to be a wonderful place. Why do they want to ruin it? Because they the progressives don't believe it used to be a wonderful place. If you get a hold of my book, Culture Warrior, I outlined a whole thing in that book. John Rookney, Lincoln, Nebraska. Bill, what do you think of term limits movement for Congress? Will it succeed? No, not now.